Parks Commission, and I believe we are giving just a little bit more time for the next applicant to get here and make sure their team is present. We're running a little faster than we thought we might, which is always good news. So what we might do is go ahead and jump to some items of interest for the commission, and then we can always start with the other case as soon as the applicants are ready. Hillary, do you have any items of interest you'd like us to consider?
Well, I do. I have a couple of things. One thing I want to leave until the very end is a discussion on what happened at City Council last week and what we want to do going forward.
Let's wait on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are a couple of things. Commissioner Mahoney drafted a letter on the URM report. We postponed that last time we were here. I doubt anybody has looked at it in the last 2 weeks. We have a couple more weeks, so I would suggest that we discuss that for one final time on April 9th.
April 9th.
Yeah, that's when we come back. And I can make sure that that is shopped around. Everybody can look at it in their own time, think about it, and then come back on April 9th with comments. So I can send that out in an email.
I appreciate that. I definitely skimmed it and thought it looked pretty good. But yeah, I think we all need one more take on it. And having you send it out again would be a good reminder. So we will see if we can all agree and have final comments on the 9th.
Yeah. And well, I just want to point out that Commissioner Roman helped a lot with it. And it's in his hands now. So.
and to that end, it occurred to me that there were a couple items that we might want to add to that letter at our last meeting, and I will throw one of them out is that, I mentioned in the email, there's 243 apartment buildings on the URM database list that I was using, which I'm not sure is 100% up to date, but given that, and given what's required with tenants and occupancy to do diaphragm upgrades and whatnot, I thought maybe suggesting that URM apartment building owners have an opportunity to have some relief for the whole sort of paid eviction sort of scenarios, because we are going to find that the building, you can't just go apartment by apartment on some of these. It's floor by floor at least. So there's going to be units that are going to have to be vacated, and I don't want to create a situation where we're going to punish someone and we're going to punish you, and then we're going to punish you again. So
I think after you made that comment, I looked up the rental assistance ordinance that was just passed, but then made permanent most recently, and it does have a reference to seismic upgrades.
Okay.
I'll have to find the citation and send it to you.
Well, maybe then just referencing that in the letter that we think that we definitely would make sure we're supportive of that, sort of doing whatever we can.
I'm definitely.
There was one supportive. Other item that I think I mentioned at the last meeting that I'm not getting out right now, but Commissioner Mahoney is correct. It is in my hands, and I just didn't do anything on it since the last. But
it's been a busy couple.
I think
weeks.
We were going to just do some final tweaks, wordsmiths. I thought about, and I'll do some more research on that, but.
Okay. And then one quick thing, and then we can, I guess, move to Avon Manor.
Okay.
I got a request from Nancy Thorington at BDS here to have another or new historic landmarks commissioner participate in the DRAC. What does that stand for, Brandon? Sorry. I forget what the acronym stands for, but
Development Review Advisory
thank
Committee.
Thank you. And it's basically Caroline Dow was a representative. She's no longer on the commission, so it's high time we got somebody else involved. And she said that the commitment would basically be 5 meetings a year, and they're 60 to 90 minutes each. So I'll raise it again next time when everybody is here. unless somebody really wants to be a part of it now.
And are those meetings where the group talks about specific cases, or is it more sort of a broad legislative sort of discussion?
They're generally policy discussions.
Policy, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How long is the term? This appointment, if we decided to appoint somebody.
I don't know, I can get that information.
I think if we're missing an opportunity to have a representative at a policy meeting type of meeting, that we're missing an opportunity. So I think sooner the better.
Does anybody here want to go? Or do you want me to wait until next time?
I feel like we should have a broader, you know, there's only four of us here today. So let's bring it up again with a larger group.
Great.
Okay.
One thing I'll just chime in and say, there is a meeting of that group sometime in like the middle of April. I'm trying to pull it up here. It looks like it's April 16th from noon to 2. So just as a heads up, if anybody here is feeling like they might be interested, there is an upcoming meeting of that group at that time. So if anyone here is feeling so inclined, you could talk about it on your April 9th, but knowing that there's one a week afterwards.
Is this the type of position where two of us could share the responsibility, or is it kind of building on knowledge that really one person should be?
I mean, I'm willing to commit to doing it if no one else will right now, and I'll commit to go to that meeting just to make sure we have somebody there, even if the commission wants to appoint someone else other than me down the road. So anyway, I just...
Commissioner Roman.
Well, I think, if I hear someone saying we're being invited to a policy meeting, that's something I think that's, you know, I think we need to be represented.
I agree.
Okay. I just wanted to get it on your radar now. And I will mention it next time, and we can pick a person. But it is better to have the same person, I think, every time.
Makes sense.
And I don't know if there is an opportunity to share that position, so.
Okay.
And I would say I don't have an ego in it, so whoever you guys think the best person is, I'm happy to do it if no one else wants to step up. So.
We'll do it as an arm wrestling competition if somebody else would like to challenge you for it.
That's what this is for, arm wrestling. I have one quick item. I reviewed a RAC proposal this past week for Kenton, and it was a mural on a side-facing elevation of a building downtown Kenton that was Paul Bunyan and his ox, so it seemed appropriate. So I went ahead and approved it, but I just wanted to... let everyone know. I've been continuing to review those, and they are going well, I think.
Okay. Thanks for doing that.
Okay, and we'll talk about some other things after Avon Manor.
Great. So back into